smiling with what she hoped was an air of contrite apology. Again? Again. Come on, Marion, let me in. A small patch of mist appeared on the cold glass as Juno peered through the door which led directly into reception and absent-mindedly wrote, "I love Boyzone," before obliterating the sentiment into a wet puddle with her gloved hand. God, it was freezing out here. "Do we have to go through this pantomime every morning?" she asked irritably once Marion acquiesced and pressed the button behind the counter, opening the doors and letting her through into the warmth.
"I can't be sure who you are if you constantly forget your identity card," Marion sniffed. "For all I know, you could be a terrorist or a stalker."
Kyra, one of the junior receptionists, had had trouble with an ex-boyfriend who wouldn't accept he was an ex, constantly sending flowers he couldn't afford to the surgery and waiting in the car park for her shift to finish. Hardly a stalker, but Marion, enjoying the whole drama of it all, had revved it up as such and threatened to call the police. In the end, Juno had gone out to his battered old courser, opened the door and sat with him while he sobbed. 10 minutes later, he was gone, his stalking career finished before it had even started.
"Haven't got the time or energy to stalk anyone, Marion. I wish I had. Morning, Declan. It might liven up my somewhat mundane existence."
"Dr. Armstrong, I hardly think trivializing stalking..."
"Juno, staff meeting at one, don't forget."
Declan patted her absent-mindedly on her shoulder as he walked towards his room.
"And I think Izzy wants a word."
Juno glanced at the clock. 10 minutes before her first patient. On this miserable Monday morning in the second week of January, the punters were already forming a queue outside the surgery, coughing their weekend-acquired bugs into man-sized tissues and alternating between wiping viscous green snot from offspring's noses and admonishing owners of said noses as to the dire consequence of continuing to run out into the rapidly filling up car park. 10 minutes to grab a coffee, fire up the computer and warm up her hands before placing them on a pregnant abdomen, a swollen neck or... please God, no. It was a Monday morning and she'd not had time for breakfast. A problematic penis. Juno had been working 3 days a week as a GP at Westonbury Surgery for the past 2 years, ever since Fraser, her husband, had landed his dream job at PLK Chemicals just outside Leeds, moving them down from Aberdeen to head up the research team there. While Fraser was a Scot, born and bred in Glasgow, Juno was back on home territory in Westonbury, her parents having moved to this rather beautiful part of Yorkshire from Oxford when she was just 6. She'd not particularly wanted to come back to Midhope, the large town bang in the middle of Leeds and Manchester. She'd been away since she was 18. First at Aberdeen University studying medicine and then, once they'd married, settling with Fraser and the kids on the outskirts of Aberdeen itself. But they'd not wanted to live in Leeds and, with Juno's mother and 2 of her sisters still here in Westonbury, they'd just sort of drifted back this way. Izzy, Declan's wife and partner at the surgery, popped her head round the door as Juno started to divest herself of coat, scarf, gloves and fleece.
"God, Juno, how many layers have you got on? I'd have thought coming down from Scotland you'd find Yorkshire positively tropical."
"I need something hot now I no longer have a man to keep me warm at night."
Juno pulled a pitiful poor little me face.
"How's it going?"
Izzy smiled sympathetically.
"You know, first weekend on your own and all that."
"Bloody marvellous," Juno grinned. "Nobody snoring in bed, the TV control to myself, no having to make a big Sunday lunch, no being reminded I shouldn't be eating all the chocolates left from Christmas, no having to put the loose..."